Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, ABC News went out and talked to Christians that were coming out of their churches, and they started asking them simple questions, just simple, simple questions. And they also did in an article after that, you know, finding out that there's atheists, agnostic atheists, I mean, I wouldn't call them pastors, but they're pastors, you know, over God's people. And they're saying things like, and I'll tell you more about it, but first, listen, we had to go back. This is how far we've left from the original intent. We need to rethink it. And when we rethink it, we have to look at the Word of God and begin to pray. Don't rethink it outside the Word of God, the Bible. But listen to what this interview, this is an interview with Diane Sawyer.
So what's your religious IQ? For specific facts, the Pew Forum asked 3,400 Americans some facts about the religions of the world, testing their specific knowledge on a battery of questions, Mormons, Muslims, atheists, and evangelicals. Which group do you think did the best? Dan Harris administers four of the key questions in our pop quiz.
America is one of the most religious countries on earth, but today's new poll shows that many of us struggle to answer basic questions about faith, even when we've just left Mass.
Will you tell me the names of the first four books of the New Testament of the Bible, that is the four Gospels?
Mark, John, Matthew.
No, I don't know.
You just went to Mass?
Yes.
You don't know the four Gospels?
No.
So what are the four Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and fewer than half of Americans got it right.
In fact, out of 32 questions on this pop quiz from the Pew Forum on religion and public life, Americans got, on average, 16 right.
Do you happen to know the name of the holy book in Islam?
Quran. Oh, good question.
Right.
The highest scorers? Atheists and agnostics, who got nearly 21 questions right on average, as compared to white evangelical Protestants, who scored an average of 17.6, and Hispanic Catholics, who got an average of 11.6 questions correct.
What's the first book in the Bible?
Genesis.
Where, according to the Bible, was Jesus born?
Jerusalem.
Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah. That's embarrassing.
Church leaders we spoke to today said they found the apparently low Bible literacy troubling.
We need a church that's strong, that knows its own holy book, and that is living according to it.
The survey's authors say the poll does not mean that Americans are not serious about their faith, but church leaders say it may mean it's now time to get back to basics. Dan Harris, ABC News, New York.
Think about that. These are people walking out the doors of what we call the church, and the highest scorers of knowledge was people who deny God. Mm-hmm. The highest scores of people who knew more about God were the people who deny him. And the people who say, we're demanding, you know, all these things from government. We're demanding, you know, lower taxes and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, and we're saying we need to hold to the Constitution. We need to keep the Ten Commandments. But, you know, based on what we're seeing, if you don't know what, you know, if you think March is one of the first four Gospels of the Bible.
March.
She said March.
Oh, my God.
That you don't know the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. You know, and realize that you're entering into a battle that's not going to be good. This condition of the church. You make sure that gets on the blog. Make sure that gets, we want to get that available. We'll put that on the VFNTV blog for you so you can see that interview yourself. But this is not good. You know, we're demanding America to live by a constitution, which I bet you, you know, until all this started going on, I never really studied it or looked at it much myself. But when everything started happening, I thought, I've got to find out, you know, what we're about to lose. And when you study the Constitution, you find out, you know, what, you know, how we got here and why everything happens the way it happens. Well, when you study the Word of God, you find out how we got here and how everything happens, and that creation happened outside of America, mm-hmm. and it'll continue to go. But now we have, you know, in an article on November the 9th of 2010, they're interviewing a pastor of a Southern Baptist church, And he says, and this is not in the regards to Baptists, this is just what's happening. His name is Jack. And he says, I am an atheist. You know, and should interview should end there. It's like, okay, leave, you know. But the whole thing, we called the building the church. And since we called the building the church, people like that, these wolves in sheep clothing, can come in there because we didn't realize we're the church. And so when you call the building the church, we can be in any building we want to be in. It's no big deal, but the building. I mean, hopefully a nice one that's air-conditioned. But understanding that, but since we identified, you know, some sort of brick and mortar and organization as the church, wolves like that can come in and move through the hierarchy of leadership.
And people have no idea.
And people don't have a clue because it's an organization, because it's a building. But when you're the church and you start applying the word of God to you and you abide with God, and when you hear somebody talk about God that knows God, your spirit says, amen, it bears witness. That's what that means. But if you're not talking to God and you're not in the word of God, you know, there's a chance you might not even know him. You may be very religious like the Greeks were when Paul was talking to him. And you can know him today. Go to meetmyfather.org. But this guy, he says, I am an atheist. His name is Jack, Southern Baptist for about 20 years in ministry. It's just, I hate that they integrate all that. You infiltrated the church for 20 years, sir. That's what you did. You're not in ministry. You know, we talked about, you know, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. No wonder his servants masquerade as angels of righteousness. That's what he says. And so here he is. He's over people in the name of the Lord. And he says, you know, I live out my life as if there is no God. This is another one Adam says, who is another minister, who is part of a pastoral staff of an evangelical church, the Bible Belt, it says. He goes on to say in this particular article, he said that it was difficult to continue to work. It has been difficult to continue to work in ministry. You know, I just look at it as a job. And I do what I'm supposed to do, he said. I've done it for years. Sir, you need to leave the church. And church, you should identify that person and you should remove. They're not the church. See, this is the whole thing. I'm probably rocking your rocker, I know. But listen, the church is a people. We're the building of Christ. If you are a believer, the kingdom of God is within you. People really can't join the church. You can only recognize that they are the church, and then you can come together. You recognize they're a believer by their fruit, by their love for God. They might be a young believer and still, you know, into a lot of crazy stuff, but they love God, and they're on their journey to God. I'm not talking about that, but I'm just talking about you can't really join a church. I mean, you can get saved and become the church in regards to the part of the body of Christ. And then when somebody says, you know, how did you meet Jesus? And you start talking about how you met the Lord, then they're finding out that you are the church, and then you're going to relate to that body of Christ. So if you ask your pastor, how did you meet Jesus? And he or she's either going to lie to you, or these particular two guys would sit here and say, well, I don't know him. And just calmly know, just calmly say, you need to get your cardboard box. You know, you need to head on out. That's just horrific. Mm-hmm. That's a special place in hell for those people who would do that in the name of God. And what's the sad thing is that the church has been so untaught the word of God and undiscipled that, and some of the statistics we'll be talking about, the majority of pastors said that they have not been well trained. Seminary didn't train them well enough for ministry, that they're facing the problems they're facing, and that most of them have no discipleship teaching, program or just moment in their gatherings. None at all. Not one. And so he goes on and said, he and Jack said that when speaking to parishioners, they try to stick to the sections of the Bible that they still believe in. The parts of the Bible being a good person. And when you start hearing somebody talk about they're focusing on good, you know, when we say, you know, you can even hear it at VFNTV.com. Even Jesus said, who are you calling good? The only one as good as God. Mm-hmm. So really, them focusing on good is focusing on self versus focusing. Because if you can't deny good, they're denying good, they're denying God, right? Mm-hmm. Denying God, they're denying good. But both said that they would like to leave their jobs, but they just can't afford to. So they're in it for the money. Just like Steve said, he says, there's people coming and they're looking for, this is Steve now, Steve Hill's ministry. They're looking for a salary package. And he goes, he's not lettuce. It's not, they're talking about a salary package.
What are you going to give me?
What are you going to give me? You know? And it's like, what have we done? I remember, do you remember? We won't bring that up. Anyway, and he goes on to say this, I want to get out of the position that I am in as quickly as I can because I try to be a person of integrity and character. I try to be a person of integrity and character, Adam says. Look about this. He says, I want to get out of this position that I'm in as quickly as I can because I want to be a person of integrity and character. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Leave then.
Right.
Leave then, as if you can do that outside of God. With the economy the way it is, with a lack of marketable skills, with only a seminary education, it has me in a tough spot. No, dude, it's going to have you in a hot spot if you don't repent.
Right.
And let the people there. So he even goes on, Jack goes on and talks about that he says that his secret, he said this, he said that his secret left him feeling isolated, but that he would certainly lose a lot of friends in his profession if he actually told him he was no longer a Christian.
So it's just like the rich man didn't want to give up anything.
Right.
He's just so focused on everything he has that it's just like, well,
yeah.
His security was in his job. His security was in his salary package.
But he's like, he's saying he speaks for God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then people believe him and then just follow whatever he's teaching.
So he's saying that people who love Jesus aren't going to like him no more when he says that I don't love him, but I'm going to teach you about him.
Mm-hmm. And the hard thing is like you talk to so many people and the first as soon as you come up to any conversation bringing up Jesus, the first thing they say is, I went to church.
Yes.
I go to, or.
Because that's how we were trained for so many years. It's like, we don't take people to Jesus. We take them to church.
We would take them to an address.
We take them to address. And his wife didn't even know. And he said, he's really concerned about, it's going to be tough for her. Mm-hmm. I say, how could a wife not know that you're a believer? Right. Think about this. He says, it's a very tough situation. He says, I can't think of another career that is so dramatically affected by the change in one's opinions or thoughts. It's like, heaven or hell. That's a big change. You went from, living with God forever to now you're actually, it's a dramatic change. Heaven's real and hell is real as well. And he goes on to say that he doesn't understand why it's that way. These guys are over, this is not every pastor, but you understand this, you need to talk to your pastor and you need to talk to Jesus and y'all both need to find out, do you still walk with God? Because these guys once walked with God, but there's a doctrine being taught that if you said a prayer, you always walk with God and you can never leave him, which just contradicts the word of God.
Mm.
I mean, it's not, you don't slide around like in and out, but if you walk in darkness long enough, then you actually buy into darkness and you say things with your mouth and heart that got you into the kingdom, that gets you out of the kingdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.